out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 5th of July 2019 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Well, we've got two great days this week. We've just had the 4th of July and now it's Friday. It's the end of the week. Everybody's coming home from work, looking forward to the weekend and looking forward to listening to the Daily Nationalist today because we have with us Grandpa Lampshade. Grandpa, how you doing today? How's Texas? What's the weather like over there?
Hot. It's July. It's July in Texas, so it's officially hot here. And, you know, we had, of course, 4th of July was yesterday, America, and nothing says America like my freedoms and progress, we're progressing. America's getting better every year. We're getting more and more progress. And hopefully, I believe you've got a story for us today, Sven, that just screams progress.
Yes, Mattel are really progressing here. Mattel are the company that produced the Barbie doll, a famous doll that little girls have loved for many decades now, I guess. This perfect physique, the blonde hair, the perfect lifestyle with the boyfriend Ken, and little girls have always loved this doll. Well, Mattel have now brought out a new version of the Barbie doll, which Barbie fans are praising. They are praising Mattel for releasing a black doll in a wheelchair who wears her natural hair. And the inclusive toy even comes with a ramp that fits inside her dream house. That's right, natural hair. It's a natural afro, which is twice the size of her actual head. It's not one of these waves or one of these white women's wigs that the Negress is wearing, and she is in a real wheelchair. Retailing for $19.99, the new doll debuted this month after being announced during the New York Toy Fair in February as part of the toy company's 2019 Barbie Fashionistas line. The collection celebrates diversity as well as realistic expectations of beauty, and people have been taking to Twitter to say they are thrilled to see that Barbie Fashionista doll number 133 is not only in a wheelchair, but is also a woman of colour. Well, I really think they're actually missing something here, because the reason why children like to play with dolls is because they like to fantasize as being the doll or being the action figure. Little boys like to play with Action Man because they want to be Action Man when they grow up. Who wants to be a paraplegic when they grow up? Who wants to have lost the use of their legs and be in a wheelchair? I don't think anybody wants to be that when they grow up. Why would a little girl wish to play with this? And also, we've seen before with these black dolls that they bring out, nobody wants to play with them. Not even the black kids want to play with the black dolls. They always end up being sold at 25% of the price for the same reason, because people like to fantasize. Even little black girls like to fantasize about being white. We may have forgotten this, but actually, objectively, white people are the most beautiful people in the world, and Negroes wish they were white. Otherwise, they wouldn't try and interbreed with whites. There wouldn't be so many mixed breed mulattoes among us if that wasn't true, and they wouldn't be trying to whiten their skin. They wouldn't be trying to wear these white women's hair in the form of weaves and in wigs if this wasn't true. So this is just total political correctness, and I think this is actually going to hurt Mattel. They will actually lose money on this rather than make money, and it's all must all be because they've been blackmailed into doing this by these diversity activists, I would say.
Every little kid wants to fantasize about someday being a paraplegic and a wheelchair stand. I mean, come on. This is what progress means. Mommy, I hope someday I can like break my back so that I can be in a wheelchair just like my Barbie. We're at the point with these corporations. It's like making money has now, they're so subverted, like every other institution, they're so subverted from within. I don't think it's external pressure. I don't. It's from within these companies now. You know, I mean, the colleges, the universities turn out these brainwashed, programmed SJW types. And all of these big corporations require what? A college degree. So they hire people out of the brainwashing farms. And so it's really kind of inevitable that these big corporations wind up, you know, basically staffed at all these levels, eventually with these people that have this mindset like this. And as that happens, of course, they're going to lose money on it. Nobody's going to buy this shit. Blacks aren't going to buy this shit. Like I said, what kind of little black girl will be like, oh, I want me a black Barbie in a wheelchair. Nobody wants that. I mean, come on. Nobody's going to buy this crap. But it doesn't even matter anymore. Making money has been put to the back burner. It doesn't even matter if they lose money. They don't even care, because all they care about, these people care about, is pushing the narrative, you know. And then of course they're going to lose money. It doesn't matter that it's completely ridiculous. It's just always about continuing to push the agenda.
Well, I wonder if they've got a backstory as to how she lost the use of her legs. Perhaps maybe Black Ken gave her a bit of a severe beating, as often happens with these black boyfriends. We often hear about them beating up their partners. I think they've got eight times more likely to actually die at the hands of your boyfriend if he's black, something like that in these statistics. Well, getting back to this story here. There's now a Barbie in a wheelchair, one woman tweeted on Thursday while sharing a photo of the doll in its box. I can't even begin to express how happy I am that more and more young girls are growing up seeing themselves in Barbie. There isn't merely a Barbie in a wheelchair, there is a black Barbie in a wheelchair. I repeat, sis is black, someone else tweeted. The new doll is rocking natural hair, sunglasses, and a stylish outfit while sitting in a wheelchair that isn't an ugly hospital chair, as one Twitter user pointed out. Well, if you actually look at the chair, it's absolutely impractical. It's got no handles at the back, so Barbie is going to have to continually push herself, no matter how tiring that must be for her arms. And when you look at her arms, instead of having, you know, muscular arms with muscles popping out like organ stops, like you see these wheelchair users have, the ones with these chairs like this, she's got arms like matchsticks. So it's not actually a realistic doll in a chair at all whatsoever. It's just politically correct. Even looking at this from the virtue signaler's point of view, you would think that they would have actually thought about that and given her big muscular arms, because there's no way she's going to be able to actually self-propel herself in this wheelchair the way that it is. What do you think about these tweeters squealing like this about this black Barbie grandpa?
No, they're all adults. They're not going to go buy this doll. These are grown people. As we go through these stupid tweets, these are grown adults going off on this tirade about this wonderful, it's a doll. It's a doll. Can you imagine if we did like a show, Sven, where all we talked about is how excited we were over what the latest Star Wars action figure? Some people would be like, man, you're grown. What the hell are you even on about? You know, and these are grown people going on about a stupid doll. And as you pointed out, it's not realistic. And honestly, I think they've come up a bit short. I think they've come up a bit short here. For starters, since Black Barbie in a wheelchair has quote unquote natural hair, are they implying that Black Barbie can't afford a weave? Are they automatically assuming that she's too poor to afford a weave? And not to mention the fact that as you look, I mean, Black Barbie with her wheelchair and her natural hair and everything, she's still rocking a Barbie body. I mean, she's thin Why the fat shaming? If we're going to make progress, how come Black Barbie is not, it's just shaming people of all body types? So I think Black Barbie should be like 400 pounds and they should put like a little battery pack and have her scooter, like mobility scooter. You could radio control that bad boy. And that way 400 pound Black Barbie could go around, because I mean, it's fat shaming for Black Barbie to be so thin. I mean, how are overweight kids of color that someday are going to be in a wheelchair if they're lucky? How are they going to feel? They can't see themselves in this Barbie, because this Barbie is thin. And it's just not right. More progress needs to be made.
Yeah, where's that Hottentot ass that these Negresses all have genetically? The backsides like hippopotamuses, and apparently they even have this some kind of a tube in front. They used to have like a sort of labial tube that would extend for 6 inches. If you read the reports on these Hottentots, and once they interbred with white men, the mulatto offspring actually lost this tube. So no, this is not an anatomically correct Barbie. And I think what you're saying there about this, she has real hair. I mean, what does that imply about the white Barbie? Is white Barbie wearing a wig? Is white Barbie, maybe she's got cancer or something, and she's wearing a wig? I mean, that would be in keeping with this, wouldn't it? Well, Mattel worked with UCLA Mattel Children's Hospital and wheelchair experts to design the wheelchair, which the company said has been one of the most requested accessories from Barbie fans, according to CNN. The product listing on Amazon states that the chair's wheels really roll, and there are also brakes to keep it in place. Well, do you believe that, Grandpa? I don't think that can be true. I don't think a wheelchair can be the most requested accessory from Barbie fans. I think maybe that's something that CNN might have actually made up. And of course it would need to have brakes to keep it in place. Otherwise she's just going to roll about the place. I think this is probably just, you know, being exaggerated by CNN there. Wouldn't you say that, Grandpa? I just don't get the idea of Barbie fans, kids, saying, please put her in a wheelchair. Please break her legs and prevent her from being able to walk and stick her in a wheelchair. That's what we really want, us Barbie fans. It's just, you know, it's just not logical, is it?
Well, by Barbie fans, they mean these grown adults that are going on about it on Twitter that aren't actually going to go buy the product. It's not the kids. Kids are going to go. I want the, and you were asking about that ass, because see, if they're going to make it realistic, I'm going to tell you, that ass going to have sores on it. And it's got the like bed sores and realistic Barbie, when you go to change your clothes, when you go to change your clothes, it's like, mommy, what's that? Those are sores. See, because in realistic world, when you're sitting on your ass too much, you get these big like open sores and stuff that have to be treated. But don't worry, it comes with the sore treating accessory kit. No, Barbie fans are these people, these grown adults that aren't actually going to buy it. Again, it highlights the fact that selling the product and making money is irrelevant. All that's relevant in this case is signaling points from the left on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook. That's all that matters. Nobody's going to go buy this damn doll.
I think they're going to force it on their kids, possibly. That might actually happen. You know, see these disgruntled, upset little girls being forced to play with Black Barbie in a wheelchair. Well, fans also gushed about the fact that the doll comes with a Barbie Dreamhouse compatible ramp. Are you effing kidding? A ramp for the house? This is the best thing ever. Keep it going, Mattel, one person commented. Another person added that this is done right in every way possible. If you actually have a look at this ramp, it's like a slide on the outside of the house. It's absolutely impossible that anybody in a wheelchair would have that. I mean, they would have to be trying to keep hold of the brakes as they went down it. And if they weren't able to, they would come crashing off at the end. I mean, it's a total health and safety risk, I think, this Dreamhouse compatible ramp is on the outside. And again, these Twitter commenters, you know, they think this is absolutely fantastic. Done right in every way possible. It's not done right in every way possible at all. It's absolutely dreadful. It's elevating up things that kids, you know, are horrified by. You know, kids who are horrified of losing limbs or not being able to walk or becoming paralyzed. And Mattel want to force this on them. It's no wonder we've got kids with needing antidepressants and all sort of psychological problems, I think.
Well, on the bright side, most of these people that are going on about this don't have kids. So there is really actually a fairly low chance that actual kids are going to be subject to this. I mean, sure, there'll be some, you know, and it'll be like that one video. Remember, I think it was last Christmas or whatever. She bought a little white daughters, you know, black dolls. And they're like at Christmas and they open the present. And then the girl looks at her like, you know, what the hell have you done, mommy? I mean, there'll be few of those like that. But the vast majority of these people that are raving about this, they don't even have, what, they're going to buy black Barbie in a wheelchair for their cats? I mean, so thank goodness for that, you know, because, yeah, you know, you point this out and it's actually probably a good thing they don't have kids because, you know, I was just sitting here thinking about, you know, all these lunatics that are going around now saying that their 5-year-olds are trans and stuff like that. I mean, with Black Barbie in a wheelchair, we're half a step away from, and I probably won't say it right, man choosing by proxy here. If they had kids, well, my child is paralyzed and there's nothing wrong with the kid. They'll force the kid to ride around in a wheelchair for signaling points. And it sounds insane, but is it? Is it really insane? Is the idea really insane? No, I think it's very plausible in clown world that we could see that very thing.
Well, where's the trans Barbie? You know, you brought up the trans kids there. Where's the trans Barbie and the trans Ken? Surely, you know, they can't be missing out on the trans kids with this. Apparently, there was a Barbie wheelchair back in the 90s, and her wheelchair infamously didn't fit through the Dreamhouse doors. Hopefully, this one is more accessible, one woman wrote, referring to Barbie's friend Becky. The Becky doll was introduced in 1997. And while there were 3 Becky dolls in total, they were all white, with lighter hair. Many people noted that the dolls' wheelchairs didn't fit into the Dream House, and the toy was later discontinued. Well, that's actually pretty realistic, I would suggest. You know, most wheelchairs don't actually fit through the doors of houses because houses aren't built for people in wheelchairs because it's only a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of the population that unfortunately actually have to use these wheelchairs and they usually get special changes made to the house so that they can fit their wheelchairs in. So that is actually realistic here. But look at the way that they're attacking this doll because they were all white with lighter hair. I mean, you know, rubber dolls and kids wanting to play with dolls and little girls wanting to pretend to be mothers with babies. I mean, this is a white thing. You know, I mean, what do they have in Africa? Voodoo dolls. What do they do with dolls in Africa? They stick pins in them and make pretend that they're their enemies. They don't treat them very well. So why on earth would anybody be making black dolls back in the 90s? I mean, these crazy ideas just didn't really exist back then because we didn't have the crazy people around that we have now. I mean, what do you think of this wheelchair not fitting through the doors?
What I see here is it reads here, while there were 3 Becky dolls in total, so they left a part out, I think. There were 3 Becky dolls in total sold. You know, they probably the last attempt at a Barbie in a wheelchair, they sold 3 dolls. That would be more that would be more realistic. And again, I mean, they're just not going far enough. I mean, in the progress, because I mean, what are they create this black Barbie in a wheelchair and. Yeah, you know what? She lives in the quote-unquote dream house. Well, they're basically, really, if you think about it, I mean, they're making Black Barbie act like a white person, except for the skin color and the hair. I mean, I think that it's time to be more realistic. We need to be more real. In other words, so Black Barbie, you know, Ken, that's a white name. Her man should be like, you know, Kenta, Kunte or something. Yes. Or something like that. And she needs, like, you know, and it's not her boyfriend, that's her baby daddy. And where are, you know, her different offspring, you know, and then they could have all these other different male Ken dolls and they could like stand out in front of the dream house and they could have like, they could have like dream house 40s sitting on, on the porch, and you know, and they could have like domestic, they could have like bullet holes in the dream house. You know, I mean, it's time to get real and quit trying to project white culture on, and it's because it's oppressive. You know, really, it's oppressive trying to superimpose white culture on Black Barbie.
And maybe they should branch out to the African market instead of the dream house. They could have the dung hut. They could have a burka Barbie. They could have a dressed up in a burka. They could even aim one at the London market, and they could have acid attack Barbie, where she's hideously disfigured as well as actually being in the wheelchair. I mean, that would be really realistic, wouldn't it? Kids would love that one. Well, they had a Barbie in a wheelchair when I was a kid 2 years ago, one person recalled. I'm super glad they have another Barbie in a wheelchair, and she's black to boot. Becky was my favourite toy to play with, and this bangs back nice memories. I bet this new doll will be someone's favourite too. And of course, you just know that that's just virtue signalling. You know, this Becky doll obviously didn't sell, which is why they actually pulled it from the market, because it didn't actually make any profit. And this one's not going to make any profit too. In addition to a Barbie with a wheelchair and ramp, Mattel also collaborated with Jordan Reeves, a 13-year-old disability activist who was born without a left forearm, to create a doll with a prosthetic limb. As a brand, we can elevate the conversation around physical disabilities by including them into our fashion doll line to further showcase a multidimensional view of beauty and fashion, the toy maker said in a statement earlier this year. Well, actually, you know, I mean, most kids, if they're pretty rough with their toys, you know, some of the limbs just fall off anyway. You don't need to make one with a prosthetic limb. I think when I was a kid, we had these action figures, and bits of their body would sort of open up, and they'd have bits and pieces in there anyway. I seem to remember the Bionic Man, and he had something like a prosthetic limb. I mean, all these sort of things. You don't need to make special ones like this. Kids will play with them, and they'll have the imagination to sort of create these sort of things anyway. I find it rather alarming that they want to show these, you know, these injured, damaged toys. It's like when they have the Children in Need program over here, Grandpa. It's like the image for it, and it's a telethon where they raise money for Negroes in Africa, basically. And the picture of it is a teddy bear, and it's got one eye missing and its arm in a sling. And you just think, you know, what is this trying to show here? That, you know, a violent child that likes to smash up his toys? Or are they saying that, you know, the sort of people that want this sort of stuff are damaged? Because that's what it seems to be showing to me. It's saying we've got a damaged society. We've got damaged children. And in order to prevent them being shocked and horrified at how damaged the society is, we're going to, you know, numb them to that at a very early age by showing them these horrific things, rather than trying to put society right and not have these horrible things in it. They're trying to elevate them and make them out to be normal. I mean, that's the most horrific thing, is that, you know, kids see this and I think that this is being made out as being normal to me. It's like there's a children's TV presenter and she's got one arm missing. That must be horrific for the kids to see, because, you know, they think, oh my gosh, that woman's got half an arm missing. That poor woman, you know, it bring a child to tears to think that, you know, there are people in the world that don't have limbs. I mean, why would you want to do that to them? Don't you want children to be happy and innocent and enjoying their lives? Well, no, they just seem to want to shock them and horrify them. You know, they're so deluded, I think, these people.
Well, yes, they're deluded, and they're liars. The whole thing is a lie. When I was a kid, Becky was my favorite doll. She probably didn't even have one. They just lie. It's just all virtue signaling. You didn't even have no damn Becky Barbie. If you did, when you played with it, you probably like rolled her off the table and did all kinds of shit like kids do. And yeah, it's also retarded. A doll. We're going to create a doll with a prosthetic limb. It's a doll. The whole freaking thing is prosthetic. It's not real. It's a doll. What? You got a fake little mini person to play with, and you're going to put what? A fake arm. I mean, the whole thing is fake. It's just the ever ending increasing of clown world. And here people think that like these big corporations, their job is to make a profit above all things. Well, yeah, you know, they make money in the sense so that they can further the agenda. I mean, look at Mattel here. They're not any talk about how many they expect these dolls to sell 6 million units. No, they're talking about elevating the conversation about physical disabilities, but that doesn't have anything to do with making any money, because that's secondary. It's all about pushing the agenda. And this is what so many people miss in the end. They have this vision like the quote unquote private sector is like at odds with the Marxist agenda. And if the private sector includes corporations, which it's debatable whether that should even fit in that category, but assuming it does, they're completely on the same page. You know, it all shakes out as you have normal people who aren't freaking mentally insane versus all of these leftist groups, the universities, the big corporations, the government, all of these groups, these NGOs or whatever that get funded. I mean, it's normal people against the entire system. The big corporations aren't on your side. This proves that when it comes down to it, they're not going to make any money off the doll. So why are they even doing it? It's about pushing the agenda.
You know, E. Michael Jones in his book Libido Dominandi talks a bit about advertising and how the advertising really started, I think, after the First World War, and it really picked up after the Second World War. And a large part of it was using psychology to actually sell a lifestyle rather than actually selling the products. It was selling this degenerate lifestyle and selling feminism and selling immorality alongside these expensive products. And it's like it seems to have moved on from that now to actually selling degenerate products in themselves. Do you see what I mean? They've actually gone from, you know, the advertising encouraging people to sleep around and encouraging feminism to actually selling products that represent this damaged society that we have, that actually elevates dolls with prosthetic limbs. You know, people were complaining about the Gillette advert and all the anti-masculinity that was in this Gillette advert, and saying, well, how are they going to sell these razors when they're making an advert like this? But it's always been about that. The advertising has always been about pushing this degenerate lifestyle to us. And it was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, a lot of it, to actually look into how they could sell products, and using Kinsey's research, his flawed research on sex that he did. And they used a lot of that. And it was all tied in together. These advertising companies with the Kinsey Institute and the Rockefeller Foundation and all of this psychological warfare that they came up with after the war. And they used that against us, along with pornography and the way that affects us, in order to partly sell us things, but also to socially engineer society. So, you know, it's not a surprise that they are still socially engineering society. And it's just moving on a step further with the actual products that they are sending out to us. The Barbie and Ken Fashionistas line features dolls with different body types, skin tones, eye colors, hair colors, and hairstyles as part of Mattel's ongoing bid to create inclusive toys that children can identify with. You know, when I was a child, I never thought, well, I've got to get that Batman toy because I want to be Batman when I grow up. Or I want to get that Bionic Man toy because I'm like the Bionic Man. You know, kids like toys that they can fantasize about, not that they can identify with. That's not the point of having a toy. They've totally confused this. And right here at the end, it says, Barbie sent me both wheelchair dolls and one with the prosthetic leg, one Twitter user shared. All the ladies look different. I was really pleased to see the diversity. So I think what we're seeing there is that these tweets were actually made by people that had already been bribed by actually being sent out these dolls and probably asked to tweet about it. So the whole article is fake when you think about it like that.
Yep. Yeah, it is. And like you've pointed out, and it's very relevant, you pointed out that it is. It's programming. They're using marketing in the end is just another form of mental programming, of mental, you know, of manipulation of society at large. And that's a real good find there. Yeah. Why did they send you all of these dolls that you're now raving about online? Yeah. It's just, wow. So maybe in the end, all of these people raving on about how wonderful it is, they're just basically getting paid to rave on about it.
Yeah, they'll probably say that it sold more than it actually did. They'll say that it's a big success. Or on the other hand, they might say, well, it didn't sell, which shows, you know, how anti-disabled, disabled phobic the public are, and how racist the public are because this black doll didn't sell enough. And I mean, they do say here, oh, different body types, skin tones, la-di-da-di-da. But as you say, Grandpa, there's no baby mama one there. There's no, you know, big black mama, which is what we're used to seeing. I haven't seen any Barbie dolls like that out there yet. And you know, maybe that would be going too far. They do know that, you know, kids buy these dolls because they want to fantasize about being like them. And the fantasy of little children, little girls, has always been to be a little princess. You know, that's what little girls want to be. They want to be little princesses, or they want to be mothers, and they want to push the pram around pretending to be like mum. And there's a war against them now. There's a war against our own innocent children. And, you know, they're really suffering for it. There's this increase in antidepressants and psychological problems. And what do we expect when we tell them that, you know, this is what you should be fantasizing about, being in a wheelchair or being black? It's ridiculous. Anyway, that just about brings us to the end today, Grandpa. Thank you very much for coming on today. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless. And hail victory.
You're tuned in to Radio Aryan at radioaryan.com.